You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back into the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, ladies and gentlemen, for another video breakdown of the Buckeyes after spring practice. The 41-year vet, Tim May, Andy Backstrom, Spencer Holbrook, you know the drill. We're here to talk about it. Tim, a lot of Buckeyes talk today, as well as, former Buckeyes, I guess, who are currently Buckeyes coaches, Tim Walton and Brian Hartline. What'd you learn?
The main thing I learned was I finally got to speak with Carnell Tate for an extended period.
And, yeah.
Just the way he bounced back from last year's tragedy in his life, losing his mom, who was murdered on the streets of Chicago, and then the backing he got from his fellow players, including Brandon Ennis. I'm gonna write a little piece about that, because nothing, you know, a few things help you more than teammates, but teammates who are basically your brothers, which Brandon Ennis and him feel almost like brothers, just how that helped him come out of it. But then obviously dealing with the expectations of last year, you know, the next Marvin Harrison Jr., and then all of a sudden the Cotton Bowl gets this big breakout chance, and they can't block these free runners at the quarterback, and that offensive display fell flat. So now Carnell Tate goes from a guy who I would say was the cherry on top of a wide receiver room last year to now he's part of the ice cream of it. I mean, yeah. You know, he's going to be leaned on this year to be a regular, and that's a pretty big transformation. Some people, I don't even think he realizes how much it is until you get into games, and now you're expected to deliver. You're not just going in there as a little bit of a flourish. And so there's a lot of things we learned today, but that was one of them.
Andy, what'd you learn?
Well, kind of to Tim's point, Carnell Tate and Brandon Ennis are just such great friends, but sometimes it kind of shows in a little bit of hatred because they're so competitive in the weight room, mat drills, everything. So from the outside eye, people be like, these two don't really like each other, but they love each other, and that's pretty clear the way they talk about one another. But they could play a big role in this wide receiving corps. So could maybe Bryson Rogers at some point. He was in the transfer portal for a minute this offseason, but decided to come back. Brian Hartline talked about that, said, we connected on it. It ended up being the wrong decision for Bryson Rogers to enter the portal. He ends up coming back, and that is the right decision, he feels like. And he said that, it was just a moment of clarity for him talking to Ryan Day, talking to Brian Hartline, trying to figure out what was clear for him of what needed to be next in his path. And a lot of it was being valued, feeling like he had a role at Ohio State. And he said that he needed to be more outspoken about that. He kept a lot of things in last year, even with his close friends. Now he's being a little bit more outspoken with coaches, friends, just having a better outlet to kind of express himself. And he feels like he's just fitting in better at Ohio State this year.
I'll go to the opposite side of the ball. I think on the defensive side, I asked Tim Walton, I guess the guys who cover the wide receivers, so a little symmetry here. I asked Tim Walton if this is a player-led team now, as far as a player-led unit, rather, with the cornerbacks, and he said absolutely. And I asked him, how much does that help you help the younger guys instead of coaching the older guys to where you can keep the standard once the older guys leave? And he said that's the key. So I think that it's an important spring for the cornerbacks because we know how good those guys are, whether that's Davis Nigbinosin, whether that's Denzel Burke, Jordan Hancock, and Jermaine Matthews. But the Aaron Scotts and the Bryce West, who's going through a little bit of light stuff but not really doing a lot this spring, the Calvin Simpson Hunts, like those guys are the ones who need developed this spring. And that's huge for Tim Walton to be able to kind of go hands-off with Denzel and Jordan and be able to go coach those guys. So, a lot of wide receiver and corner talk, but, man, like both of those units just absolutely go at it every day. And it was fun to hear both Brian Hartline and Tim Walton talk about the competition every single day between those two units.
Yeah, and the other thing is Bryson Rogers, talking about jumping into the portal and jumping back out of it. Jermaine Matthews is a guy who could have jumped in, because in essence, he's and he knows this, he's having to wait another year, you know, to really maybe become that guy, barring injury or something. And it, patience, we talked about that for a long time, right, Andy? I mean, patience is the big key for a lot of these guys to learn. When you come to a place like Ohio State, or you go to an Alabama or a Georgia, there's other really good players already there.
Yeah.
And if you could figure out a way, as you're building your case for more playing time, if you can figure out a way to still contribute, which Jermaine Matthews did last year, big time in my opinion, in certain key moments, it helps smooth that patience. And because a lot of these guys have been their superstar, and this is no, you know, no bullshit. They've been the superstar in their team.
Yeah.
Teams they've been on forever. And they come here, and now all of a sudden they're in a line. And when somebody in that line opts not to leave like you think he will, you know, you've got to make a, in your mind, your clock is ticking. And so they're going to benefit. The Buckeyes are benefiting not just from Denzel Burke coming back and Davis Nick-Benoson being back and Jordan Hancock being there, but by these guys who have decided, hey, patience is the key. I'm going to get my shot here, one of the big-time programs in the country, if I just keep doing the right things. And it was a very interesting conversation with Jermaine Matthews on that part.
Well, speaking of patience, C.J. Hicks, Gabe Powers, those are patient guys who have sat around and waited their turn. Now's their time to get some things done. They also met with the media. Thought it was interesting. C.J. Hicks said that he hasn't really felt like he's competing against any of these guys. He feels like he's working with them. Yeah. I think Sonny Styles said a lot of the same things. Gabe Powers seems pretty optimistic that he's going to, you know, make a spring push. Like, that unit appears to be pretty good compared to maybe what we thought it would be a couple months ago as they were gearing up for the spring. Like, it looks like it's starting to develop some depth there. And, you know, C.J. Hicks even said, you know, Coach Laurinaitis has said he wants to roll four or five linebackers. Like, that's a big development, Andy.
Yeah, Gabe Powers said along the same things, you know, it's working with each other. I don't feel like I'm competing with C.J. Hicks. You know, they've been roommates for quite a long time, right. I think a year and a half. And that love is definitely clear between the two of them. And, you know, for Gabe Powers, he said it just clicked at some point last year for him, the mental side of the game. He did not expect that transition to be quite as hard. Understanding everything that's going on, of course, with the Jim Knowles defense, that can take a minute. He said the last year has been really helpful for him in terms of trying to be a little bit more of that quarterback of the defense. He said he learned from Tommy Eichenberg. He's learned now from Cody Simon, processing things faster, which makes practice less stressful. You can just focus on playing fast rather than trying to figure out where everything is. And he was asked about the helmet technology. I think it was, you know, one of us that asked about it. And he said that it's interesting because you got the voice of Jim Knowles in your head for a long time, right until up until the snap, he can be talking to you.
Yeah.
So just another thing that he's able to navigate better this year than he would have, you know, last couple of years where he was just trying to figure out the defense in general. Now he's able to balance all these things at once and really compete for a starting spot.
Yeah, it's really going to be funny because I think that obviously they've figured out how to call plays offensively right up to the last moment sometimes, making adjustments and stuff. But having your defensive coordinator from on high,
yeah,
the voice of Jim Knowles in your head right up until the snap, and you can be making adjustments. That's kind of changed the game a little bit, definitely, for these guys, because, you know, with a couple of quick hand signals, you can go a different direction. I'm really curious to see how that goes, because it's almost unfair sometimes based on who it is in the box and who's noticing things from on high.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to the point y'all just made there, I'll keep it short. When you lose both starters at your linebackers, now, I truly believe they're going to play three linebackers more than two a lot of the time, if not most of the time this year. I mean, that's just my gut feeling. I've been saying that for a while. But when you lose two starting linebackers who've been your stars basically for 2 years, and then I think they feel pretty good about their linebacker situation even now. There are guys who are still on the learn, like Gabe Powers, Sonny Styles fitting in, you know, he looks like a linebacker. His dad was a linebacker. He's been hearing a linebacker talking in his ear for ever. What is he now, 16 years old?
No, I'm just joking.
But 20 years old, 19 years old, there's a chance they can be better at linebacker. I mean, just overall. I mean, that's just my own honest opinion.
I think this is the busiest week in the history of Ohio State athletics. The women's team is getting ready to play in the NCAA tournament. The men's team has got the NIT. The softball team's practicing behind us. I think we need to get out of here because the football team also uses this building. A lot of programs
really
do. And we're getting ready to get out of here because the softball team would love to get to practice.
Yeah.
That's the 41-year
event. I think they'd love to hit us in the head with a ball.
Yeah, they can do that if they want. I mean, we probably deserve it if you're standing in their practice for so long. We'll have to apologize to the coaching staff here. That's the 41-year vet, Tim May. That's Andy Backstrom. I'm Spencer Holbrook. We're going to have full coverage of Ohio State spring practice as it rolls along here at LettermanRoad.com in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center whenever they let us in. Again, Tim May, Andy Backstrom, Spencer Holbrook, all of our coverage is at LettermanRoad.com. $1 for your first month. That's right, $1 through the end of spring practice into the summer recruiting period. Matt Parker and Alex Gleitman do a great job over there. We're going to get out of here. We're going to get back to work. Andy's going to go do some hoop stuff. I've got hoops, football, maybe a couple other sports to handle.
And Tim's to jump through.
And Tim's got hoops to jump through of his own. He's probably going to swing a golf club or two today. We'll see you guys back in the Woody whenever they let us in. We'll see you then.